Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Meredosine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood. Good morning, Franny.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Fall is in the air. We've got some nice cool weather and some a little cooler than we'd like weather. Some sunshine, some clouds, a little bit of everything. Enjoying it as it comes along. And that's all part of living well, I'd say, but you've got more information for us.
Yes. So I'd like to talk a little bit today about a series that K-State Research is doing called Living Well Wednesday. This is a virtual learning series hosted by K-State Research and Extension Family and Consumer Science agents from across the state. So this series kicked off in October, but don't worry, we've only had one webinar, and it is not too late to catch that recording, but I'd like to talk a little bit more about others that are coming up, as well as that one that you can listen to that was recorded earlier this month. We call it Living Well Wednesday because webinars are offered on the first Wednesday of each month from 12:10 to 1 p.m. There's no charge to participate, but we do require registration. All webinars are recorded, and we post those online, so you can access those if you're not available over that noon time hour. So the easiest way to find this is if you have internet, you can just Google Living Well Wednesday, and you'll see a link that says K-State Research and Extension. You click on it, and it will come up. So you can see the first webinar that happened was October 4th, and it was called It's Not So Cool to Juul. So vaping is a new epidemic among youth, and that's what this webinar talked about. It talked about the high rate of Kansas high school students who currently vape and what we know about it and how we can help educate the public and youth and how we can help combat this vaping problem among our youth. So most of us, if we don't have a teenager in our house, we have a teenager in our life. And I think this is very, very valuable information. So it's super easy to just click on that recording and watch it. The second webinar that's coming up is on November 1st. And it's, again, geared towards teens. Not all of our Living Well Wednesdays are geared towards teens. It just so happens that the first two are. The one on November 1st is called Stress and Anxiety, How Worried Do Parents Need to Be? So this program looks at the current state of teen mental health. We know mental health is a huge topic among adults. It's also a huge topic for our teens. And it helps parents and maybe grandparents that are raising teens. It helps them decipher what is normal teen stress versus when extra professional help may be needed. So I'm looking forward to this one. I have teens in my house, and I think this is going to be some great information that can give adults strategies to talk about some of these topics that can be tricky to talk about. A third series that we have coming up, our third webinar in this series, is December 6th, and it's called Rapid Development of Baby Brains and Why It Matters. So this session is going to talk about the importance of early experiences for babies because they have such rapid brain development. It talks about side effects of stress and trauma on babies. And so, again, I think even if you don't have a baby in your house, most of us have a baby in our life somewhere. And this is great information to know and to share with others, I think. There will be some more webinars coming up in the new year that we'll talk about as they get closer. But for now, I wanted to talk about these three that are this fall. I think very timely and valuable and easy to tune in whenever is convenient for you. So again, just Google Living Well Wednesday and click on that link that says K-State Research and Extension Living Well Wednesday, and you can find all the information and registration for that particular webinar that you're interested in. If you're only interested in one, that's fine. If you're interested in more than one, you can do as many as you want.
Thank you. And I like the fact that living well isn't just, hey, how to have a nice house, how to have the best clothes and food. It's all aspects of your life. Mental and emotional health and well-being, as well as everything else.
Absolutely, for sure. Definitely important topics, I think, as we kind of broaden the scope of living well, mental and emotional health is right at the top of the list.
Yep, and for everybody, making sure that our teenagers are heard and taken care of as well. So thank you very much for that, and I hope you get a really good turnout for these. And the fact that they're available online afterward is helpful as well.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you. We look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.